Nolte, Jane Fonda's rant against extending human lifespans is a bizarre jumble of slogans. By John Nolte on September 4, 2026. Jane Fonda is 88 years old, and her recent rant against the global elite looking to extend the human lifespan was so disjointed and bizarre, maybe it's time for a wellness check. Sure, she's always been wrong about everything, but she's also been pretty articulate. Let's look at her answer to a question about longevity on Thursday while she was honored at something called the DDF Awards. Fonda was asked, "Within the global elites, longevity seems to be all the rage. What are your thoughts on that?" Here's her full answer with my editorial interruptions. "They want to live forever, while they're killing the rest of us. Fonda's 88 and seemingly healthy. Who's killing her? There's two things: most of these guys, these tech brothers and these oligarchs and billionaires, they feel that the laws that the rest of us live by don't matter to them, including the laws of physics. Natural laws. They're going to live forever. That's one thing. What? Huh? Of course, they live by the laws of physics. They have no choice but to live by the laws of physics. As far as extending the human lifespan, that's been going on since mankind discovered mortality. Now things get really odd. The other is that because these ageless guys can't have babies, they'll create robots. That'll be their babies. And they'll just turn the rest of us into tradwives, who have a lot of babies, too. Okay, which is it? Will they create robots or will they turn women into tradwives to have their babies? And what's wrong with robots? Oh, and why can't an ageless man get a woman pregnant? She doesn't say why, instead, she rambles on. Then they'll take away the vote. Can you believe it? No. And we're not going to stand for it. They're not going to win, because we're not going to stand for it. Okay, which is it? Are they going to take away the vote, or are they not going to win because we're not going to stand for it? It can't be both. When she tries to clarify, her comments devolve into even more gibberish. The big problem is, and this has never happened in the history of humankind, if this was happening at any other time, you could say, we're going to win in the end. But because of the climate crisis, we don't have that much time. You know, there's a point where if it gets too hot, then there's no going back. Okay, Grandma. It's like she memorized 5 talking points: oligarchs, billionaires, robots, tradwives, and global warming, only to get them all jammed up in her head. Then she just vomited them out in a shower of incoherence. Most baffling is her opposition to longevity. Jane Fonda is a role model for longevity, no? She's kept herself in marvelous shape, and now she's 88 and still going strong. What we have here is more proof that there is no intellectual logic on the left anymore. Just the thoughtless, knee-jerk spewing of emotions.